Hello, and welcome to our full moon gathering. Today is August 30th. It's our full moon in Pisces. We are having a full moon in Pisces, but we're going to talk about the general energy of September as September is getting ready to roll in. How many of you are feeling like you're in another month, another timeline, like either already in September or in October or December, wherever you're landing. Yeah, the energies are again, we're having major shifts. And we know we've talked about this and actually experienced this a while back as we were starting to be prepared. And I always say acclimated, right? It's like jumping into a jump rope, right? You're going double dutch and you're trying to get in there and the ropes are going and you're like, okay, I know it's coming. I can feel it. The timing is almost here. And that's what was happening. So for those of you that were with me, what feels like forever ago, in 2021 and 2022, we were practicing for these speedy energies. We were practicing feeling into Christmas. That was like a marker for us, an indicator, allowing us to understand we were accessing different higher states of consciousness, new timeline experiences, right? And now it has a different vibe to it, and it's no longer just about accessing these higher states of consciousness, but what we're able to create within our reality that may be giving us those feelings that we deeply appreciate and desire to have. So, in other words, if we're coming into changes and we're suddenly feeling like we're having, experiences of the end of October, and we're, feeling maybe the magic of the season or something like that. It's not just about accessing these higher states of consciousness, 5D consciousness or higher. It's about accessing these little I guess, like essences within us that is fine-tuning us, helping to fine-tune us. So it's going to feel like it's a pull to, a time of the year, like we were focusing on Christmas and hearing Christmas music and all of that sort of stuff, right? But now it's more going to be like these feelings that are surging through us that are making f us feel these heightened states where we're feeling full of love and we're feeling like sharing and there's more of a community pull, right? Because when we think of certain times that we're gathering in the year, we might be feeling like community, we may feel like festive coming together. And we're not talking about the holiday so much as we're talking about like the season, okay? And so, because if we look back, like, centuries back, we could see like coming into fall was for the settlers or anyone like a baking time, a time for baking where people would share their baked goods, they would share their foods, they would share their house, their home, whatever, right? So it's about feeling into that again. And the energy of September is going to be very much in alignment with that. September is going to be a very supercharged month because there's a lot of different points hitting in September that are going to be like key moments for us for an opportunity for shifting. Okay. And so with September energies, we have an opportunity to feel restored within ourselves, to come back into our more authentic self. And we've talked about authenticity, integrity, being part of who we need to, who what we need to experience for ourselves. Okay. We've talked a lot about that. Well, this is where we're really going to be able to put that to the test and bring ourselves to task, because September energies are going to play a significant role in us bringing back the restoration of our authentic self, our authentic soul self in its expression, right? Because we've been playing in the persona, the personality of who we thought we were, as we're now, transitioning out of that, coming into more of who we are at a heart level. And as well as it bringing through balance and the essence of renewal, or the feeling of renewal, which is perfect if you think about it for this time of year, right? As we're having a seasonal change, we're coming into the equinox, the autumn equinox. It's a time for renewal. It's a time for a like rebirthing, right? So we're going through all of this big energy all through the month of September. And by the time we get to the new moon in Virgo, which is 2 weeks away, we're going to feel these shifts on a greater level, or to a greater de degree. We have been playing under the energies of some major planetary actions and alignments. And I know everybody has been talking about the fact that we have seven planets in retrograde right now. But that's only a part of what's occurring, because at the time that we're doing this talk, we're already seeing planets wrapping up retrograde, two planets wrapping up retrograde, and soon we'll only have five planets in retrograde, right? And this point of retrograde that's been taking place and will continue to take place for the next couple of months is really about a deep introspection, a deep going within, an assessment of who we are at our core level. What do we want to be? What do we want our lives to look like? What is important to us? What are we desiring? Okay. And in order to be able to have this unfold for us in whatever way that's going to be, we need a timeout. And that's what we're getting right now. We're getting a planetary timeout where two key planets, which are Saturn and Pluto, Saturn being the taskmaster. So when you're not getting the, let's say, lesson, right, the life experience that you're here to have, and you keep failing at it and you keep missing it and you're not paying attention, and at first, they throw the stones at the window, and then you're not getting the stones. And so then the brick goes through the window, and you pick up the brick and you're like, how did a brick get through my window? Like, what's up with that? Where did this brick come from? But you're still not paying attention to the lesson, right? And you're like focused on the brick. Then the next thing is for you to get the whack in the head with the 2x4, right? So that's Saturn. That's the energy of Saturn. Saturn wants us to pay attention. Saturn's like, hey, you have stuff you have to do. There's stuff taking place here that you need to look at. You need to rectify this, or you need to work with this, or you need to shift this, or whatever the message is going to be. And then on the other hand, we have Pluto. Pluto, I always look at it like the wrecking ball, right? It comes in like a big wrecking ball. And if you didn't build something the right way, if you didn't build the foundation of a relationship the right way, or a friendship, or if you didn't make sure your travel plans are, the I's dotted, T's crossed, or the new job is exactly what you were looking for and not just, oh, it's okay for now, right? Pluto will come in and knock it down. It will take it right out of your life so that you can redo it, because you didn't do it right the first time. So whenever I see Pluto interacting with us, it's for that purpose. It's got to knock it down, because it wasn't done right. It wasn't built right. It wasn't created in the right alignment. Okay. And so we have those two planets, Saturn, the taskmaster, Pluto, the wrecking ball, in like what we would call a ceasefire, right? They've been very heavily influenced all through the month of August. And it's been like things coming up, things that might be hard to see, might be hard to hear, people very disjointed in many ways, a lot of people losing their minds, people driving erratically, right? The energies are just getting to everybody. And all of a sudden, those creators of all of that energy and all of that that unrest are taking a moment's break. And so that's what we're seeing with Pluto and Saturn. And so that energy shifting now is giving us more of an opportunity to go within, to connect within, so that we can utilize this time period that we're in to see what is it that we really want? What do we really desire for our life, right? And moving forward, what are we willing to let go of? What are we going to sacrifice in order to get what we are needing? Okay. And so a big part of this right now that's still playing out behind the scenes are Venus and Mercury. And if you're in this community, you've already experienced my Mercury retrograde, right? I hate making any kind of computer changes or any kind of upgrades during a Mercury retrograde. Not that I put full attention to it because I don't have to do that, right? I don't play into that energy in that way. But I'm also not the one that's creating the upgrades within my website or anything else. And I'm kind of leaving that ad hoc to whoever is. And if that person is playing into any of the disjointed energies, then in some way, shape, or form, it's going to impact my website in some way, shape, or form, which is exactly what happened. So the upgrade that was made didn't happen completely because, so you understand what's taking place. I am at, I think, 54 gigabytes of memory, 54 gigabytes of memory on my website. And if you know anything about technology, that's a lot. I'm carrying a huge, huge file load because of all the archived replays that I have and whatever other information is out there. So my website was very heavily overloaded on its old bandwidth and had to be upgraded and moved to a new bandwidth. And so something happened in moving everything over. It didn't allow for that to happen. And one of the resulting factors was the loss of the heart chakra inner healer class to the inner healer folder on your dashboard. It is not gone. It's not lost. I have copies of everything. So it will be reposted. You will be able to hear the replay. It's just that there is apparently some behind the scenes technical difficulty that is taking place that it has not been posted back on the website as of yet. So do not panic. If you haven't listened to it, it hasn't gone anywhere. I still have a copy of it and it will be posted and you will be able to listen to it. I apologize for the delay in this. I know some people were affected. Their membership was renewing for like a 6 month membership. They got kicked out and the payment came through, but the system kicked them out as if the membership was expired, even though they paid. That happened to two. And then there was some members who had their on, I guess on the day, crazy as that sounds, but their regular monthly membership, same thing happened. They paid, but it expired them and they couldn't get in and access their account. So I was going a bit crazy the last couple of days. So if you have not been able to get in touch with me, or I answered you with a very short one or two sentence answer, you know why. I have just been inundated with a lot of to-dos from this communication faux pas, as we say. So thank you, Mercury Retrograde, for showing us that you are still alive and kicking, and that you can indeed wreak havoc out there. I don't play into it. I haven't played into Mercury Retrograde in a very, very long time, but I could say this is definitely an effect and result of these Mercury communications, because while Mercury is the planet of communication, it's the planet of all types of communications. All types of communications, including and especially computer technology. So that's just the way it is. So Mercury will be going direct within the next 2 weeks, and we have that to look forward to, because this apparently is just the beginning. So we have to laugh and take it in stride, right? But I can assure you, nothing is lost. Everything will be put back in its place. If you're having any technical difficulties with your account, just let me know and we will take care of that ASAP. There's no such thing as growing and expanding without some kind of growing pain. So if this is it, I'll take it, as opposed to maybe something else that could be, right? So Venus, during this time, Venus is very important. It's been very prominent in the sky. And Venus is asking us, in this quiet time that we're having, in this downtime that we're being given by all of the planets retrograding, what is it that is taking place within our relationships? What are the dynamics of those relationships in our lives? And if you're not certain about what a retrograde is, all it means is that where a planet was having a lot of forward momentum, forward action, right? Action was happening within that planet's energetic stream that it projects down to the consciousness of humanity here. When a planet goes retrograde, it means that it quiets down, right? It doesn't go backwards because planets can't do that. Everything is always forward movement. However, the projection of the energy is slowed down. Now, I always look at it from my, outer awareness that I have, that's millions of feet up, right? We're talking about the moon. So if we look at the moon is really, we've talked about this in past classes, a satellite. It's metal, right? It's made of metal. It's not like made of cheese, like a lot of people think it's made of cheese. It's not. And it's not a real planet. It's made of metal. It's a broadcasting station. And the way that I look at the moon is the moon, because of its technology that's housed on the moon, and that has a lot to do with the galactics inhabiting it, is like a broadcasting station. It's like an antenna for a TV station. And so the moon, if you think about it from this perspective, planets moving past the stream of the moon, right? So the moon is projecting out this way, and Mercury goes past it, and then Mercury's energy kind of stalls as it is going past it, and it goes into a quiet phase, right? In the way that Mercury does. The moon is going to project that energy, that new energy, onto the consciousness of humanity, and humanity's going to feel the shift in how Mercury is allowing us to have communication in whatever form of communication that is. Okay. And let's take the next planet moves in rotation, because they're constantly rotating around the Earth and the Moon and the Sun, right? And the next planet in rotation hits that spot where there's that beacon, that honing device from the moon. And the next planet is Venus. And Venus, because of her position in the sky, wherever that happens to be, whatever degree she's in, right? We're not going to get heavy into astrology, but whatever degree she's in, whatever sign, right? Wherever the planet is in the sign, right? Whether it's in Cancer or Virgo or Scorpio or Libra or any, right? Whatever planet it's in, it has a relationship then that changes the frequency of the planet. So if, like, Venus is in Taurus, Venus likes to be in Taurus. Taurus is good for Venus, right? So the energy of Taurus will make Venus thrive, which means that humanity will feel very uplifted by that. But when a planet is not in its highest state, because the sign that it's in, like maybe Venus and Gemini, right? Gemini is very analytical thinking. Venus is all about love. It's about emotions. So when you put a sign like Gemini, that's very analytical and very heavy-minded, right? With an emotional planet, you never know what you're going to get, right? So these are things that are, in my opinion, important. You don't have to know the exacts of the planet. That's why we discuss this self stuff here, so you can understand what's taking place. I'm giving it to you from a level that will make sense as to why you're feeling what you're feeling, especially with all of these shifts, right? So Venus is now moving into that spotlight from the moon, right? The moon is projecting now, like a broadcasting beacon, the energy of Venus, and it's looking at Venus and saying, okay, what's Venus? Where is Venus placed? What is Venus wanting to project to humanity, to the consciousness here? And Venus is like, well, let's talk about relationships right now. This is a good time because you're kind of getting a timeout. You're kind of getting a point of introspection, especially since my friend Mercury is retrograding too. And Mercury and I, Mercury is about communication. So we're going to ask you to look at the dynamics of the relationships in your life. Maybe you're seeing something that you don't really like and you're not really saying anything about it. We want to know why. Why? Right? From a relationship perspective, from an emotional perspective, Venus wants to know why. From a conversational perspective, from communication perspective, Mercury wants to know why. So they're going to ask you, look at those relationships. And if you are someone that has these two planets in your astrological chart in specific places, it will be a focus for you, right? Not everybody might feel it to this degree, although we're all being challenged with it. Some will be challenged stronger than others, depending on what's in your astrological chart. But it's important to have an understanding of what's taking place, because if you are faced with something, it could be at a family level, a family dynamic, right? Then you want to understand, oh, this is what's happening, and it's coming up for a reason because I'm being asked to look at it, right? Another thing that Venus wants us to look at with regard to relationships is, are you just accepting what is? Are you just accepting the mundane? Right? Are you taking someone for granted? Is someone taking you for granted? Okay. Is someone taking you for granted? Are you taking them for granted? Very important things to make an assessment of. Venus, when Venus is direct, Venus helps us sort through the things that we overlook, right? So when Venus starts to go direct again, which will be in 2 weeks, we'll be looking at things from a new placement. Maybe things are already happening in your life where you're seeing that there's a gap in communication in some way. And if you've noticed that you've become a little more emotional than usual, this is why, because you have two key players, one about communication and the other one is about relationships. That's what's happening now. Okay. And it's been happening through August. So we have to look at this. Now, this is not just affecting us on a personal level either. This is actually affecting us on a global level. So this is affecting us in our household with our family members. It's affecting us with our friendships. It's affecting us with our work relationships. And it's affecting us on a global level. It's affecting us within the outer reality. Well, it's not really affecting us in this community unless we're looking at that outer reality and we're playing to what is, right? Otherwise, we're just being a witness to what is playing out there and we're seeing the potential. Okay. So, and we've seen this happen because these two planets have been in action before. And we've seen this happen where, we had people separating from families. Well, you're saying this and I don't like that. Well, you're saying that and I don't like that. Well, you did this and I don't like that. Well, you did that and I don't like it, right? And so we're seeing families kind of like, pulling apart. Well, this is the area or time where we can bring that back together again and come into the oneness. Because what's also being asked of us is to look at how our needs, wants, and desires might be different from others around us as well as society, right? We might be able to identify areas that we say, I don't feel particularly equal to that. I don't need to engage in that, even though my brother, mother, sister, father, friend wants me to rally up and, wants to have me engaged in that in whatever way, whether it's in a physical way or whether it's in a conversation, right? It's okay to tell someone, hey, you know what? Thank you for bringing that to my awareness. And, I really appreciate your point of view. I can sit and listen to you, but I can't really dialogue it because it doesn't, I don't, doesn't resonate with me. I don't have anything to offer or to add because it doesn't affect me. It doesn't resonate with me, but I'd be happy to listen to you and listen to how you're feeling or how this is making you feel at this time. Okay. And it's okay to say that. And it's okay to be perfectly honest about yourself. This is what Venus and Mercury are asking us to do at this time. How are you at odds with the expectation of others, right? When others have an expectation for us, do we have an expectation for ourselves? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes the expectation that we set for ourselves is the expectation that another has for us. So we have to look at that and we have to say, am I aligning with my truest self, with my soul self, or am I aligning with what I perceive that I need to be in order to keep the balance with my family members or with my work environment? Right? Do I need to keep that peace? Do I need to keep that balance? And, I'm not talking about anything that is like usually monumental or, I could, what's coming to me, it's funny, is back in 2008, I wanted to get my nose pierced. And, my mom was like hugely against it. And I'm like, how old am I? I'm like, Mom, no, I'm getting my nose pierced. Totally against it, right? The only one that was against it, my husband at the time, he didn't really care, But my mom was full on, like steamroller, you can't do that, don't get it, da 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 da, whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get my nose pierced because that's really what I want to do, right? I had to be my authentic and true self. That's what we're being asked to do. We're being asked to stand in our authenticity. And Venus is actually going to help us with that. Okay. So we have to look at this and say, what am I playing into? Am I playing a role because someone else wants me to play that role? Or can I stand in my truth and not have to sacrifice myself in order to make someone else happy with who I am? Very important. This is an issue that's gonna we're gonna see as a recurring theme, right, going through this next year. Very important. And along with this is, so on what level are we judging ourselves? On what level does this bring up judgment for us? If somebody really wants us to do something, and that something that they really want us to do does not feel right with us, it doesn't feel aligned, it doesn't resonate, whatever, or it's just not comfortable. It's really not comfortable. Are you going to judge yourself as a bad person for not wanting to do it? Are you going to give in and do it anyway, sacrificing yourself for the greater good of the other? So this is what we're being asked. Cindy?
That's kind of where I am with my elementary school friends. We're all turning 60, and we're having, for the first time in, I don't know, 50 years, actually having a disagreement where this could actually split us up. Because I'm turning 60, that's not going to happen again. I want to do something big, something wonderful. I don't want to just go to a beach and shop. I just want something more than that. And I feel like of our group, there are two of us, my friend Cindy and I, who feel the same way. And we have been ostracized to a certain extent, which might be just how things are supposed to go, I guess. But it's hard letting go because we've been friends for so long, we've
Well,
been through a lot together.
it's only hard letting go because from one perspective, you're playing out the role that we've all been handed when we were born, right? We incarnated, we were born into these family paradigms, these friendship paradigms, and friends till the end, and you must be this, right? But what you're seeing happening here, and this is such a great perspective to use because you're actually seeing third dimension separating, and you're seeing yourself in fifth dimensional consciousness moving. And you're like, now you've got two sides, right? Somewhere in the middle is 4D, but you're like, well, this is uncomfortable because these people over here, they want to go to a beach and then they want to go shopping, and that's what they want to do for their 60th birthday. And then you have me over here where I want to do something that's going to feel more meaningful to me. I want to give myself an experience rather than a thing, right? Because really, shopping is like a method of self-soothing, right? But when we give ourselves experiences in our lives, when we go on vacations that are meaningful to us, that we can have that feeling of, joy, happiness, right? Not saying that you can't get that on a beach, but you're looking for something different than that which you've always done.
I want
So,
to ride a camel.
yeah, so
I want to ride a camel.
so it's separating out 3D because this is where, like, all along the last couple of years, if you weren't seeing it, it's gonna be so in your face. 3D is like so in your face, you cannot miss it. You just can't miss it,
Right.
right? And you're going to see that with everything. You're going to see that with your friends. You're going to see that with work. You're going to see that with everything. This is how we make the decision. And if you remember, I've talked about this a number of times. It's like we're on this side of the glass watching that reality. And we're able to be an observer to what is taking place over there. We don't have to interact in it. We can let them go to the beach and go do their shopping excursion, and we're going to build ourselves an experience. And quite honestly, planning a trip to wherever you're going, whether it's Italy or to the desert to ride a camel, you are being called in that direction because there's something with light codes, key codes that need to be activated in your field that. You have to have that exchange with. Right. So it's very, very important to honor that within yourself. And if, you know, the beach thing is not calling you, not that there's anything wrong with going to the beach or going shopping, it's just different when you're looking to give yourself an experience that is a higher value than just
Yeah.
do something that you've always done. And it sounds like you've always gone to the beach and then gone shopping, and that's been the vacation and whatnot, right? Well, now you're
Always
feeling
done it.
called, yeah, you're feeling called to something higher because these energies that I'm talking about are kicking in for you and asking you to look at the relationships and the dynamics within them. Look at the dynamics of those relationships. Are they serving your highest, best good? Or is it time maybe to move on from them? You know, are they no longer resonating with you? Are you finding value and joy in people who are in more alignment with the direction you're headed in and what you want from your life going forward? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Italy with Holly.
There you go.
We'll be turning 60 together.
There you go. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Again, you know, looking at it, the experience, two different experiences, right? The experience of Italy, so much greater than maybe going to the same beach that you've been to before and then going and doing shopping afterwards and coming home and being like, oh, don't you love the new schmata that I bought? Isn't this really cute or whatever? You know, where'd you get? Oh, I got it at the beach. But, you know, it's something that you've done before. It's no, not anything different. It's not anything new. And it's the same of what you've done. And it would be like you taking yourself and standing right in your past and being like, up here I am again, right? As opposed to creating new opportunities, new experiences, and maybe stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something that you haven't done before, right? But this is also where it's requiring you not to judge yourself. And not to allow yourself to think about what others might be expecting from you because that's irrelevant. Okay. So it's important for us to really understand what is playing out because it's gonna affect every single one of you in some way, shape, or form. Everybody is going to be interacting with these energies. You're already doing it. You just might not be aware that you're doing it, but I guarantee you that you are doing it in some way, shape, or form, right? So it's important to understand what is taking place. Can you move through life without worrying about how you will be viewed or perceived by others? Can you be in free flow without having any thought of how it's going to look to somebody else, right? How that's going to come across, right? I had a session a while, probably a month ago, with a young person who was probably late teens. This is, we're talking about college, maybe 20, maybe 21, right? Maybe around that age. And what struck me during the session, during the conversation, was that they had perceived themselves as being too old for the job that they were looking to get, because the individuals that were in charge of hiring were even younger than them. And for me, that was fascinating because I was looking at that, understanding that this person held a bit of a judgment toward people who are older than her, right? And so for me, that was very interesting to witness that. So while they held a judgment against people that were older than them, They also received judgment from those younger than them, judging them for being already too old. And I thought, how perfect, right? That they're creating all of this in the way that they're interacting in their reality. How perfect. We don't even see what we're doing, but in every moment, we're creating the reality that we're experiencing. So we have to remember that we need to pay attention and be in consciousness of every little fine detail that we are creating to see, oh, geez, look at what happened over there. I don't really like that. I wonder why that happened. Oh, yeah, because I wasn't paying attention, and my attention and intention was on hope that this plays out. And it didn't, and that played out. But now I want to make this bad because I only like this over here. So we judge things as right or wrong. We judge things as good and bad, right? We have to stop doing that because we're creating the negative outcome that we're having with that circumstance. And that's the energies that we're playing in, right? So it's very important when we understand the energies that we are trying to navigate, we could do a much better job moving through those energies than if we have no clue at all what is taking place, which is why we have these gatherings, because this is really important stuff, especially going forward. It's going to be even more important, right? So in looking at that, we say, you know, worrying about whether somebody is perceiving us, or viewing us in a way of like, we like fine things, we like nice clothes, and we spend a lot of money on clothes. Is someone judging us for the clothes that we're wearing? Because maybe they don't feel that they're deserving of such beautiful or great clothes, right? And they're projecting that onto us. Are we judging people, what kind of car they have, right? Who they're dating, how they're living, what choices are they making? What choices are they making for, let's say, vacation, right? Maybe Cindy's friends would look at her and go like, oh, you want to go to Italy. Okay, like going to the beach isn't enough for you. You're going to go to Italy. Okay, well, you know, have fun in Italy. We're going to the beach, right? Because, yeah. So, I mean, that is all part of this. And we don't want to play that game. What we want to do is we want to stand as an observer to it and be like, yeah, I'm not giving that kind of attention or that kind of flow there. I'm going to be present here, and I'm going to be in the exchange of these energies that are coming and going so that I can bring myself into a place of my own authenticity and where I want to be, like what Cindy is going to do by going to Italy instead of going to the beach, which she's done a bazillion times before. That's no longer calling her, right? Light codes in Italy might be calling her. Key codes in Italy might be calling her. Okay. So, yeah, we have to honor this. We have to honor this, and we have to be brave enough to be like, okay, judge me if you will. I'm just going to stand in my authentic truth, and I'm allowing you an opportunity to transmute those distortions that you're feeling within yourself. Because in the judging of me, you're actually judging yourself. And I'm going to hold the high road and just be okay with that because I don't need any kind of resolution because I see what's taking place here. I see from the energetic exchange how in that moment, I'm needed in order to help you with the transmutation of the distortion you're holding within. Big, right? And we always think it's us, or we always think we're wrong. We always think we're bad, right? But it's not about that. Can we hold love to what is without needing for them to be different? They don't have to be different. We can honor and love them. Go on your trip. I'm going here. I feel called here. I don't feel called there. That's okay, right? I want to have my experience. You have your experience. Okay. So we have to be okay with that. We're going to be pushed to follow our heart. We're going to be challenged, right? If we're uncertain in any aspect of being ourselves, we're going to be challenged to it. We're going to be, we're going to be pushed by it. We're going to be poked by it, right? We're being asked by Venus, hey, what makes you happy? Whatever that is, do that. And don't worry about the consequences because we're always worried about, oh, I'm going to lose my friends. They don't understand. They don't understand why I don't want to go to the beach, right? It's not about them. And maybe we've outgrown them and we have to separate and we have to move on. We could still love them, but maybe they can no longer be part of our experience in being us because we've outgrown them. They're still in that 3D state of mind and we want a new experience. We want to flourish and we want to move off to new adventures, right? So we have to look at it from that perspective. And then we have to look at and ask ourselves the question, if I'm choosing me and I'm going on that trip to Italy, what am I losing? Probably the friends that are not really my friends because they don't really want to understand. They're going to judge me for going to Italy and not coming with them, right? But what do I have to gain at the same time? You have a lot to gain, right? We have a lot to gain because what's happening is when we're making the choice to put ourselves first and choosing us. Boy, oh boy, the heart bubbles that are breaking within us, right? Those codes are amplifying and light codes are popping and activations are happening and all kinds of good stuff's happening within us. We're activating higher states of consciousness. We're moving into higher streams, higher realms on the earth experience. Okay. And so we have a lot to gain when we're willing to choose ourselves and not let somebody else or something else keep us stuck. So it's very important to have an understanding what is taking place so we know how we're going to navigate this and where we're going. Okay. And this time is very much about finding ourselves, facing what is uncomfortable, facing the challenge of it. Oh, that makes me really uncomfortable because I have to, be my authentic self and I have to say, no, I'm not going there this year. I want to do something more. I want something more. I want an experience that's going to set my soul on fire, whatever that is. Yeah, Cindy's saying it's very uncomfortable for her to do this. Yeah, well, you're growing, you're stretching yourself. It's going to be powerful for you in the long run to do that, right? As we let go of what's not working anymore. And in the interim of doing that, we're actually making ourselves a priority. Imagine that. And here's the thing, here's the important thing of this, right? If you can take one situation, like this situation for Cindy, and you all have a situation, right? We all have something. But if you could take one situation and make yourself a priority. In other words, you're not playing small for anybody. You're not catering to anybody else's needs because it's going to make them feel butthurt that you don't go or you don't do it, right? And you're sticking to your guns. You're making yourself a priority. You're lighting up every fiber within your being, every cell, every aspect of your light body, every bit of your DNA is lighting up and it is activating you in the highest aligned way. And so it's going to keep pushing you to keep making yourself a priority, keep choosing you over anything and everything else. Choose the things that you know will make you happy. What would make you happy? What would make you feel good? What would light you up? Don't worry about everybody else. Just worry about yourself. Get honest. This is requiring honesty. right? For us to connect in and see, connecting in. Hey, what is it that I am wanting to do right now? What is it that I would love to do for me? And if we can't connect, we're going to put our hands on our heart, drop into a heart center, and work from there and just be like, yes, yes, I feel it. That's what I want to do, right? This is what I want to do. Okay. Because this is the time that we're in. We will start to care less about what other people are thinking about us. That will start to fall away. You will start making decisions that will not be based on being worried about hurting somebody else's feelings. It will be about what feels good for you. Saying no actually gets easier. It does. It gets a lot easier. And it's important to do this and to have this awareness, because this is the time we want to take to pay attention to our needs, right? We're getting this timeout period so that we can pay attention. We can focus inward. We can bring in these highest codes coming in. Everything that's happening out there in that outer reality, the fires, the storms, all of those things distract us. Even when we're in the eye of it, it is a distraction. And we are so consumed with it. If we're, you know, letting it destroy us, right? That's why I was so proud of Cindy and Holly when they had Ida come in, and then they stayed in the community. They did the work. They kept doing the work. Because if they didn't do that, they would have gone down a black hole. It would have swallowed them up, because you can't stand up to that kind of destruction in your life without giving yourself some support. And the first part of that is to say, hey, I need something greater than myself. I need something greater. And they had it. They had community. That they had all of you, myself included, but they had the community here. Okay. We have to understand this about ourselves, right? We can't allow ourselves to be distracted by the outer experience. We can't allow ourselves to be distracted by these new aha moments, whatever they are, whatever they look like. We have to stay away from that. We have to keep tuning within, because this is where it really counts. Everything that we've done the last couple of years, this is really where it counts. It's time to pay attention to our needs. These cosmic shifts, these planetary alignments, these new actions are asking us to do that. What is it that we're valuing? And is it different? This is key. Is it different from what is important to the collective? And that's okay, right? So an example of that, is I'm seeing and hearing and, it's a bit of a buzz, but I don't see it unless somebody sends it to me or, comes through some form. But they have shipped in 90,000 immigrants, 95% of them are men. Okay. And they're looking for places to put them, housing and stuff like that. And, I'm seeing people upset in Staten Island, which is a very confined, small little place, because it's going to be like right in their faces, in their neighborhood, in their school. And, they're looking for people to come and rally around with them and fight this and all of that sort of stuff, And I watch that, and I'm holding space for them that becomes alleviated for them, because the more attention we give something, the worse it's going to get. We know that, right? Like, think back to when we had contact tracers, right? The whole experience with contact tracing, and everybody was like, oh my God, they're going to contact trace. They're coming to my house. They're this, that way. And we all thought that. And I was like, it's never going to happen. It is never going to happen. It cannot happen. It is never going to happen. But if you give your attention to it, it's going to happen. So you got to stop looking at it. Stop worrying about it. Stop calling it in. But for these poor people in Staten Island, They're pulling it right into them. They're calling it right into them because they're focusing on it in such with such intention, right? With such emotion that it's probably going to be so much worse than it would have or could have been. And I see that, and they're concerned for their children, which I completely understand. I don't have children, but I completely understand it. I can't really align with it because I don't have children, but I completely understand with it. And I'm riding with them, like holding space for them, but I'm not tuning into it because I'm not looking to call that into my reality. But I know it exists out there for them in that reality, and I will hold space for them that it resolves for them in the highest, best good. But if I chose to get involved in that, if I chose to fret about that, if I chose to worry about it, if I chose to consume myself every day watching it on Twitter or Instagram, eventually I'm calling something to myself that's of the same energetic component. I'm calling something to myself that's that same energy, and it's going to pull into me, and it's going to create that scenario or that situation in my reality, right? I know this. So I'm not doing that. And again, I understand that reality out there, for me, it's not in my reality here. It's the illusion. If something were to come in my reality, then of course I would be faced with making a decision. Do I need to get involved in this? Right? Do I need to get involved in this? Is this something I have to participate in? Okay. So this is where we have to say, my desire for my reality is different than the collective in that Staten Island community where they're experienced that situation, right? I have to be okay with it, that it's just different. I have to be okay, and I have to understand that they're all playing a role. Their souls all need that role, whatever reason that is for. We're not going to look at soul contracts or soul blueprints, but their souls are all playing a role in that way for whatever reason that they have to engage in it. They must engage in it, right? And it's what they came here to do. And I understand this. So I'm okay with their experience being that and my experience not being that. But this is where we have to understand it's okay to feel this way, and we don't have to feel guilty because we're not out there driving to the next town over, championing the cause with everybody, rallying the cause with everybody, right? We have to understand that. And that's what these energies are pushing us to do. These energies are pushing us to make ourselves a priority. What do we want is our experience? Because remember, in some sense, we are all playing the game of survivor. Right? That TV show Survivor, where each soul, each of us souls is here ascending a consciousness, right? We're in our own little bubble, but then we come together with each other for the experience that we're meant to have. But we're here individually having this experience, and we're here to have the experience we came in to have. And we have to be okay with that. Okay. So sometimes the challenge, sometimes the choices that we have to make might feel a little uncomfortable, but ask yourself, do I need to interface in this? Do I need to get involved in this? Is this something that I absolutely have to put a hand in, have to put a voice in, have to put my physical body in the way? Because that's what's important. We have to understand. We have to know. Right. So making those conscious choices. Now, as we come into September 14th, the energies change again because we come into the new moon in Virgo, which is all about health. And probably, most likely, because we have a lot of things at play here, because with the new moon in Virgo, we're going to have a full moon in Aries. Now, Aries and Libra. We're going to come into eventually, we're going to come into Libra season, right? As we head into October. Aries and Libra are the two new lunar modes. And if you go back to our last full moon musings, I spoke about the lunar nodes changing signs into Aries and Libra. And this is important because it's all about destiny. It's about where we're headed. And as we come into the energies of Virgo, Virgo is about health. And this is on a collective level. So we're going to see a lot of things popping up pertaining to health again in the collective experience. Okay. So be an observer of it all. The new moon in Virgo will push us forward. It will bring light to what is in the shadows. Okay. And it's going to revolve around health and wellness. Okay. And the seeds that we're sowing now under this new moon, that is under the new moon in Virgo, that's going to be coming in as we hit the 14th, is going to be very, very important, because these seeds that we're sowing now are the seeds that are going to sprout in March, April. All right. So if you're planning new business adventures or some kind of expansion for your business or anything that you're beginning, you're starting, okay? Anything, whatever it is. This is a good time to get yourself in the process of the concept of it, start formulating, start figuring it out, start looking at it, because these energies are really going to pull us right into our destiny and our soul's mission as we move forward. More of 2024, okay? From here, from September 14th, when we hit that new moon in Virgo, everything's going to start to blossom and bloom, because Virgo's about health. It's about wellness, right? It's about coming into your fullness, okay? Virgo is very conscious. It's very aware, all right? It's an earth sign, very about the earth. Because the energies make things happen faster now, dreams might come true faster for you if you're focused on what you desire as opposed to what you don't want. Because we know both have the potential to come, but your dreams coming true will depend on how good you are at formulating those dreams. Okay. As I said earlier, Mercury is going to go direct the next day on the 15th, right after that new moon. And in Mercury going direct, it's going to feel like, oh, something shifted. Suddenly everything is moving forward. It's like the gears are going again, right? We're not stuck. Everything is going. There's progress. We're feeling ourselves moving forward. We're seeing things starting to line up for us, with us, okay? And maybe in ways that we hadn't looked at before, maybe in ways that we weren't aware of, okay, that are needing to be addressed or looked at, okay? And then on September 23rd, see, September's a very active month, we have the sun coming into Libra. Now, that's also going to be the autumn equinox. We have a huge, mega, and we're going to talk about this in any one of the other two classes, because as these energies build, we're going to be talking about the next gateway that's coming, that gateway energy. But as we head into the equinox, the autumn equinox, the gateway that's going to be opening for that is really what's going to set us up for 2024. It's going to be the energies that are going to bring us through to the end of the year and right into the Age of Aquarius energies, which are going to take place, become illuminated in 2024. Things are going to start to change. You're going to see this. There's going to be a lot of change happening, okay? Just let it be. If it's not affecting you directly, just be an observer to it. If you don't have to play in it, don't play in it. But this is a time, it's going to be a time we're coming into at the end of September of equality, balance, restoration, right? Coming together, bringing ourselves into balance within ourselves and then with others, This is a very, very important part of this. And it's going to ask us to look at how we are making that happen. And the universe is saying, it's very easy. Just keep this in mind. If I bring something to you, you bring something to me. We've just created balance. Both parties are coming in with something, regardless of what it is, whether it's an idea, whether it's harmony, whether it's coming together to go on a hike together, to go on vacation together, to share food together, to for whatever, for healing, whatever, and coming together for some kind of greater good in that moment. Right? And we have to look and say, what do I bring to the table? How, what am I offering here in return? How am I creating balance and equality with others in my reality, with others that I am connecting with? Okay. And it might be, you're just giving them, you could be, you're giving a gift of something. You don't have to share something, but you could be just like, hey, I got this for you. I was thinking of you. And the other person goes, oh, that's so nice. I baked you this bread, and it could be something like that too. Okay. But the coming together, the understanding for each other, and it's really about the well-being, taking into account the well-being of each other, right? When we start to care about each other, that's when change happens, because right now, nobody cares. Look around you out there. Nobody cares about anybody, right? This has been going on for years and years and years. I remember I was in my mentor, who is in Hawaii. I don't even know where she is right now, but she's out there somewhere. You get to a point with this work, and I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now, where sometimes you just disappear because the work has been done. You're like, it's run its time with you, right? And she used to say, and I'm talking about back 2013, 2014, nobody cares. And until people start caring about each other, really, really caring about each other, nothing's going to change. No change is going to happen. So that is very key. That's important for every one of us to understand. We need to care. We need to care not just about ourselves, but we need to care about others too. We need to make ourselves a priority, but we need to care about others too. But we have to be our priority first, because if we're not putting ourselves first, we have nothing in our vibrational currency bank, piggy bank, to give, right? We have to create our own vibrational currency first. And then on September 29th, we'll have a full moon in Aries. So here we go. We have the sun on the 23rd in Libra. Now we're having the full moon on the 29th in Aries. There's that Libra Aries lunar nodes, Libra and Aries. And boy, if that's not the kickoff to harmonizing destiny, it's within days of each other, 6 days of each other, right? Harmonizing destiny. And this is a time that can reveal very important information about ourselves through others, about the other, through others that we're dealing with, right? Could be happening in this class, could be happening in this community. We're gaining insights in each moment, right? Sharing. Very important energies, destiny. It's ushering us into the next phase, eclipse season. And we'll talk about that as that comes online more, as we start to pull in those energies more. Okay. So lots and lots and lots. If we thought August was big, August is nothing compared to what's taking place in September. I almost said October, but it is not. It is September. Any questions so far? Anything you need to share, want to share, like to share? No? Jill?
Working all the buttons. So lately, can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're talking about the community and coming together. And it's interesting because I find myself in kind of this weird, sticky place, like wanting to find some community.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, being like, no, not yet. Because I really enjoy my own company so much. It's just, I would say 90% of the time, I'm great by myself. And then the other 10%, it's like, but I would also like to be around some people right now. And
okay.
So I find this weird, sticky place of wanting community, but not wanting community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can you speak about that a little bit, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's, it's taken a while to get okay with being okay with not needing to have anybody around, right? Because that's also a process that we go through where we break down and break away from needing someone else. There's that codependency that we spent a lot of time healing over the last couple of years, right? But because we're coming into the age of Aquarius, and Aquarius is all about community, some might be feeling to bring that community vibe back into action again. However, if you remember at the beginning when we were talking, I was talking about jumping rope, right? And feeling that call to get into the double Dutch rope, right? Because it's a little complicated and we have to make the timing just right. That's what it's about. So as the codes are lighting up, you're feeling them pinging, they're lighting, they're pinging, but not enough of them have lit up yet to give you the full scope of what is it that you're feeling that you might be feeling pulled to. And it might not be that you're pulled to go to a community group or anything like that. You might be feeling pulled to have a community group or something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
I have been feeling that too.
Yeah, maybe having an in-person, some kind of community vibe, you know, maybe, you know, could be anything, a healing circle, could be, it could be anything that is speaking to you, right? Could be you helping business women get started in business. It could be, there's a thousand and one things. And because it hasn't become clear yet, because the codes have not built enough yet, you're feeling the pull, right? You got that jump rope motion going, you're back and forth, you're waiting to jump in, but it's not quite there yet. So be okay with that and be like, okay, so, you know, I'm not quite there. I don't feel quite ready yet, you know. I could tell you that I love my quiet time. I don't need to have anybody in my company. But I know that there's going to come a point where I'm going to be having the ability to have retreats and make retreats happen and stuff where I can do this. So that is something that I'm very, very aware of, although it is not even close enough that I'm feeling the sway of jumping into the rope, but I feel it building and the manifestation of it building. So I say, honor where you are in the process. This goes for everybody. Honor where you are in the process and don't need the what, right? What, where, how, when, why. Don't need that. But just have fun feeling the sway. And when you're feeling it, go like, oh, there's that feeling again. How cool is this? I wonder what this is building to. How is that going to feel? And just let your body have it and just be like, there's the light codes. They're activating. I know something is coming. This is feeling interesting, right? And we keep it light and fluffy. And then we don't have to get in our head because the gears will go. And then you'll be like, oh, I wonder if it's going to be this. I wonder if it's going to be that. Oh, maybe it will be this. Oh, I should do this. Or I should write this. Or maybe, you know, and then you're off track because you're not allowing it to manifest, right? That's our best. When we're at our best, we're in complete manifestation. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. And it It helps. It really does help to be able to be okay with that and not feel like, what, am I, because I see this pull, I'm like feeling that pull and thinking, oh, I need to go over here, but I really don't want to go over there,
Yes.
So
Yes.
yes, that's great. That helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the codes haven't finished building, so just let it build. I would let it build. Yeah.
Awesome. All
Good.
right, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Diana.
Yes. Hi, everybody. It's been a while. So I just wanted to share that August will probably be the biggest month probably of my life so far. Being a stay-at-home mom all these years and just doing little entrepreneurial things, to make a little extra money here and there, trying to find my way. I actually, for the first time in my life, joined the, I guess you can call it the 9 to 5. And the way it happened is incredible. I've never felt this so abundant in my life. Not just on a monetary level, which is what I need, because I've never had that relationship before with the monetary part of my independence, because married, 5 kids, I've been home depending on my husband all these years, and it just fell into my lap. I'm not going to go all into that, but you were talking with, I've been listening and cooking dinner and just trying to get my kids together and everything, but I've been listening. And August was huge for me. Huge.
Good.
Yesterday, I celebrated my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And thank you. And I walked in to my office and there were balloons everywhere. They had,
Oh.
and they give everybody the day off, a paid day off on their birthday. So that was cool. So I went back to work today to all of that. And I was just like, this is just everybody in the office where I wound up landing this job. Like everybody I could already see, I've been there for a month and everybody cares about each other. So I'm working for a law firm and in the accounting department, which I've hated math my whole life, so go figure. But
Okay.
I just wanted to share that, which is why I've also haven't been very present in class.
Okay, good. Where did she go? Did she pop off? Yep. Okay. And the universe has spoken. All right. Anybody else? That's good. We're happy for her, right? So happy. It's nice when it's alignment like that and we're finding our self-worth and our value, yeah, and not judging it. Gretchen,
Hi.
our happy traveler. I've been
Wait.
watching your posts. I'm like, yeah, girl, go.
Even what Jill was saying, I just got home. I'm total jet lag, but I got home a day and a half ago and I was in Ireland for work for 2 weeks and then chose to go to Croatia, a place I love, for 10, I think 8 days I was supposed to go and by myself. And I'd invited college friends and then I mean, I invited the woman I worked with at the pub in Ireland. I was literally like heart open, like I have room. I already paid for the place if anyone wants to come. And literally everyone's couldn't go. I was very open to the more the merrier. If anyone wants to come, clearly my higher self wanted me to be alone. And it was great. And I decided, I'm like, well, the old story of money came in, like, oh, I can't stay longer and it's $200 a night. And my 104 in Minneapolis, I'd just be going home like under my wall air conditioner, hotter than Hades, doing nothing if I go home versus my paradise, which is Croatia. I love it there. And I've been there. It was my fourth time there. So I didn't need to do the touristy stuff. I just got in the rhythm of the island and took little boats to different beaches every day and became friends with the owners of the house in their 70s, which they took me out on their boat twice. And he's a musician, like this beautiful friendship formed. And I read a lot of books and got a little uncomfortable with my alone time. I'm really good with being alone, but I stayed an extra 5 days and
I had said to my best friend, remind me again that whenever I say I don't have money, it always works out. She's like, oh my God, here you go again. You're always fine. Do you always walk your talk? I literally pulled the trigger, spent the extra, whatever, $1,200. 10 hours later, woke up and I had a job offer for 3 days in New York City next week that will pay for that and more in the 3 days. And it's a client I had from 10 years ago. So talk about manifestation on fire. Like, it was just like, stay in your flow. You're in a good place.
Yeah.
It'll happen. And so I was there 2 weeks. It was great. I think I had a couple moments of uncomfortable aloneness, just where I questioned, like, am I running or do I really enjoy being alone this much? And then, you know, work through all those old stories. And then, so I'm back, but it was great. And I highly recommend following your bliss, because everyone thought I was crazy. Like, you travel alone. I'm like, oh, all the time, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And I have work coming in all the time and offers all the time now where I'm needing to step back and say no, because mm-hmm. I will get too much. I look a little odd because my whole neck, I can't move my neck. I'm trying not to buy into the story because I need to heal it before Monday. But I'm wondering if that's an ascension thing, because I literally, it's super sore and I can't turn or drive almost. Mm-hmm. It just happened in the last day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you came back here. And so the energy, the frequency here in the United States is very, very low and extremely dense energy. So, it would give that effect. And as the light codes are trying to integrate, it makes the neck. So the vagus nerve gets impacted, because the vagus nerve is what carries the codes through the body and disseminates them. I would say just take as much downtime as you can and rest so that they can integrate. A lot of people find it beneficial to do the field spin meditation, which a lot of times will help with the integration of the codes. But that definitely, yeah, I'm looking at your energy and it's definitely the codes. It's not, I don't feel like it's pulled muscle, but you're coming back from a very high energy, high frequency place like Croatia. You're coming back to the United States. We have heavy, dense, distorted. It's like there's a ton of distortion here. So, you know, the grid here is has a greater density to it. So it probably activated something in your field.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I was listening to it and I'm like, no, this feels, something's going on, but that makes sense. But yeah, it was my bliss place. I can't even say I did a whole lot other than I just got in the rhythm of the place and was in the ocean every day, and everything was beautiful and I just enjoyed my alone time and it was great. And now I'm re-entering, I guess, back here, but I could be on the call. But yeah, but the manifestation stuff happened so fast. Mm-hmm. And, I don't like buying into all the energies of what is supposed to be happening astrologically, but I definitely feel it this week. Whatever's happening.
I think we're going to feel it more. I haven't paid attention to astrology in years. It's been years. But now I feel like it's become relevant again, because the planets are shifting a lot for us. So we'll be talking about the planets, what they're doing and how they're behaving and how it's affecting us, until we don't need to do that again. You know, I'm with you. I had left that alone for many years. I think I stopped following the planets in 2013. But now, as I'm looking at all of this again and kind of getting, a visual of what's taking place, I feel like we need to know. A lot of times I don't even want to mention what planet is doing what, but it's important information, because especially if we're, having some kind of a direct connection to ourselves in our chart in some way, shape, or form, right? It's going to impact us a little more than not. So I figured, you know, I'll throw it in there. It's good for us to know. And then when it becomes irrelevant again, I won't be talking about it. But because I gave up all the full moon meditation stuff, I gave all that up. I used to do that in person sessions for years. But now it's relevant again. So, but I'm with you. Yeah. So we'll talk about it until it's not relevant anymore.
Well, I think more and more people are waking up. So it's a tool that they're discovering. So it helps to understand it and be able to explain to people too. But
And because, you know, I offer it here, then you guys can use it to help others understand and be like, oh, well, you know why that's happening, right? Yeah, but thank you for joining us, because I know you're exhausted.
No, I'm trying to stay awake, but also again, I don't watch news, and I try not to, you know, I just observe when I do see things. And I didn't even know the hurricane, whatever was happening. I have friends in that area, my cousin, people are like offended that I'm not checking on them. But I literally did come back from like off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
To, wait, what's happening? Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, trying to just observe and,
yeah, so you're integrating the codes. So just take time to rest. That's the best thing you could do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, nice to see everyone. And
yes, glad good to see you too. Thank you for checking in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. So let's talk about the energies for the full moon, because it's actually a full moon in Pisces. And Pisces is an interesting sign for many reasons. So the Pisces is a sign that likes to understand. I always say likes to understand the why. It gets involved in existential themes, like, well, why is this happening? What does this mean for us? You know, that kind of thing, right? That's Pisces. It wants answers. Pisces is a sign that likes answers. So this full moon is going to be demanding answers, right? And we could see that in the collective, in a sense, right? Because of the little stuff that's been coming up, popping up here and there, and people are wanting answers. Well, how long has this been going on? And what is this going to do? And how am I impacted by it, right? We're going to see that happening. Pisces recognizes that we're already one. It's a sign that has a broader scope of its purpose here, right? So anybody who's a Pisces, do we have any Pisces out there? No? Okay. So it recognizes its connection to everything and everyone. I have a client who's a Pisces, and probably holds the most unconditional love I've ever known of anybody that I've ever known. Loves everybody unconditionally, wants everybody to just be happy, be one, be together, be in harmony, but struggles and, you know, has these moments, right? And it's because Pisces also has two sides to it, has two archetypes. And if you think about Pisces, it's the symbol of the fish, and the fish is swimming in different directions. Okay. And I always say with Pisces, it's like they're going in two different directions because they don't know which way to go. They have no idea. Should I go this way or should I go this way? That's Pisces. I'm not sure what way I should go, which way, this way or that way. Right. So the first archetype for Pisces is very symbolic of the Piscean age. And the Piscean age was the age of sacrifice and unconditional love. And there was a lot of suffering and a lot of victimhood. Now we are coming out of the Piscean age, coming into the Aquarian age. And the Aquarian age is everybody is one. We are all the same. There's no separation. There's no differences. Everybody is one and the same, right? But the age of Aquarius, the age of Pisces is a very heavy, suffering time period. 26,000 years that we're just coming out of. A lot of repression, a lot of sacrifice, right? So the second archetype of Pisces is one that holds betrayal and treason. Now, I've known a lot of Pisces. I've known Pisces, that was the first one. And I know Pisces, that is the second one. My client that I'm talking about is definitely not the second one. Okay. But there are a lot of Pisces that are the second one. Now, both ways, both archetypes, regardless of whether you're the archetype of sacrifice and unconditional love or the sacrifice of betrayal and treason, both are about sacrifice. It's still about sacrifice. It's still sacrificing yourself, regardless of whether it's for the good, the greater good, or for the distortion, right? It's both about sacrifice. So you could see it plays into victimhood in every turn, right? That's just Pisces. And because it's the moon makes it very, very emotional times. So these might be the energies that are going to be playing or pulling on us. Okay. We don't sacrifice ourselves for anybody. We're not playing into that. Okay. So don't think that we are. We're not. So working with Pisces energy, we can feel these greater forces at play when we're talking about these energies. We're just part of the cosmic experience that is taking place here. Okay. And so we're here to fulfill an important part of our destiny. All of this energy is building to get us to that next phase of why we're here. It's our destiny at play. The whole planet, not just us, but the whole planet's destiny. And in order to get there, in order to get to that next level, there's going to be some letting go, something that we have to let go of, right? Whether it's beliefs, whether it is habits, could be rituals, it could be patterns, things that are not useful, people, places, anything that we should have let go of a long time ago, okay, is what we're going to be asked to move on from. With sacrifice, you know, a lot of times in these higher shifts that we're having, because we're entering this really strong phase. This moon is tonight through right now, right? It's the blue moon. It's asking us, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to let go of in order to fulfill your mission, your soul's mission, your soul's purpose, your destiny for being here? What is it that you're willing to let go of, that you're willing to sacrifice out of your life in order to move yourself forward, right? So these are very, very strong times, strong energy, strong questions. And it's going to be hitting at a collective level. The theme is going to be, how do we reconcile opposing views to reach a common goal, right? When we had Cindy earlier share about her friends and her, now she explained her purpose for wanting something more. Her friends were like, we don't care. There's opposing views there. She may not be able to reconcile them, so she might have to go, bye-bye. I'm sacrificing all of you for my greater good, right? Because they just don't factor in anymore. And we're in this energy of Virgo, which is about common sense, and Pisces, which is about emotions. So when we're emotional, do we have a lot of common sense? No. Why? Because we're driven by our emotions. And what part of us drives the emotions? Our body, right? It's bigger than our mind. It carries all of our emotions. We're not thinking clearly. So we have to remind ourselves, stay in common sense, stay in common sense, stay in common sense. So we'll use Cindy's example again. It would be in her best interest not to, you know, say anything back to them or lash out at them or be angry at them. It would be just beneficial for her to just go her separate way. Go to Italy, take her trip, right? The superficial, the unimportant, will not be able to be sustained. It won't be able to withstand these energies. It just can't. Because we're all going to start looking for deeper meanings to everything. We're going to start looking for meaningful things, meaningful situations, meaningful relationships. And sometimes that relationship is within ourselves. And like Gretchen so eloquently pointed out, sometimes we are going to have to sit within ourselves and challenge those thoughts and emotions that are coming up so that we can clear them and be okay with what is. Why do I feel like I need to be with somebody in order to be completely content and be at peace with myself, right? Why do I need to invite people in, right? Because that serves as a distraction again. And maybe it wasn't working out with her trip, with her vacation, with Gretchen's trip, because it was about her activating to the highest level of codes that she could possibly pick up, and having anybody in her presence in her field would be a complete and total distraction for what she was there for. And the universe was just not having it. They were not having it, right? And imagine coming back and then your friends and family are like, you didn't even check on us. Well, I didn't know anything was wrong. But how dare you not check on us? Well, I didn't know anything was wrong. But how dare you not check on us? Right? How many times that have we had that happen, right? Well, I had this and you never called me. I didn't know. Yeah, but still, you could have found out. You could have figured it out, right? Have you ever had that? I've had that. You could have figured it out. You just don't want to know, or you just didn't want to call. Oh my Lord. Really? I'm sacrificing you right now because I'm choosing myself. Thank you very much. Right? So we have to look at it from the highest perspective and go, we're not playing that game. You know what that is? That's lack and victimhood. That's somebody needing to be a victim, and somebody needing to feel better about themselves being a victim. So they want to point out where you are doing something wrong. In other words, well, I'm feeling left out right now. I'm feeling unimportant because you didn't call me or check on me. So why didn't you? That wasn't nice. I can't understand that. You don't care, right? That's really to just make themselves feel better about themselves. We can't play into that, okay? They're feeling their own lack in that moment. So we have to see everything that's coming up so that we're not playing into it from the lower perspective, and we're keeping it in the higher timeline. We're choosing ourselves, okay? Because somebody that is in the work that's in higher alignment would certainly understand if you, well, I didn't know. Oh, that's okay. I know. I understand. It's okay. I got through it anyway, right? We're good. We're good. I got through it, right? But somebody that's not in a good place, that's going to be in victimhood, is going to be mad or hold a grudge, right? Because they're playing out a distortion that they need to play out. Let them. It's just the way it's going to go. So we have to look at what it is that we need to sacrifice in order to achieve our soul's mission in this lifetime. What might we have to give up? We might have to give something up. What is beyond us? What is for our greater good? Right? What's going to get us to that next level? Those are the questions that we have to ask. We have to look at that and say, if we want to move into a higher state of consciousness, we might have to give up those friends that don't understand that 60 is important in some way, shape, or form. And we want to make it memorable. We want to have a memory. We want to have something that when we look back at it, it's something positive. It's something good. It's something yummy. It's something amazing. And maybe an exchange of light codes is happening. So it makes it that much more important, right? So sacrificing the friends, the unconsciousness, the unconscious behavior in order to up-level our consciousness. Okay? So you can ask yourself these questions. What does your soul truly want moving forward at this time? What does that look like for you? What does your soul want? What would make you happy? What would feel good for you? right? We have to stay out of the mind game, because the mind game might pull us back and say, well, you know, you can't afford to stay another week. Look at all that money that you're about to spend, right? But we know we're unlimited in our abundance. And the if the ego wins, we're going to leave, and then we're not going to have had that experience. But if we counter the ego, we win, because then the universe throws abundance at us because we didn't let it factor in and we held our vibration up. And here comes the money, right? Because we were in vibrational alignment. Do you feel inner peace and harmony thinking about the things that make you happy, the things that you want? Can you feel inner peace from it? Can you feel alignment from it? Do you feel in balance through it? Do you feel balance in your life moving forward in the way that you desire? And what is your ultimate truth for you? What is it that maybe you're not speaking about that you really, really want or really, really desire, but there is still some fear holding you back from it? Right? Traveling alone is a big thing, right? Being away, being in a foreign place, being by yourself, that's huge. Could you imagine the light codes and activations Gretchen was receiving that's now got her neck all jammed up because she was, you know, having this experience within herself, perceiving herself in her wholeness, her oneness, right? Huge, huge. So we have to look and we have to say, you know, what is standing in my way from the thing that I want most in my life? And then go, oh, I see. It's fear. Fear is standing in my way. Fear is the only thing holding me back from having my best life. Fear is running the unconscious part of me that keeps making excuses or keeps perceiving things in a way that they are not, so that I would continue to trip and play the game of being human and hold myself back in the process. And when we let go of that, we realize, oh my God, I'm so much greater than I realized I was. Look at how much capability I have. Look at how far I'm able to journey, right? Who knew I could even achieve this? I mean, Diana and her new job, right? Working in a law firm. Maybe had no idea that she could ever achieve anything like that. It never crossed her mind before, but now she's giving it a shot with an open mind, an open heart, and she's being well received because she's finding joy in the experience, right? She just said, exactly, exactly. She is finding joy in the experience. If we could look at life as a series of new experiences, we would find our greatest joy. Okay, but if we start to look at life where everything is a challenge, right? Oh God, I've got to deal with this. Oh, I have to deal with that. Oh gosh, nobody wants to come with me on this trip. I'm going to be all alone. Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to be. That's going to be so challenging, right? What are we doing? We're setting ourselves up for failure. We're already speaking it into existence. Oh, it's going to be so challenging, right? Instead of going, okay, there's a reason why I'm here alone. I need to do this alone. I need to take in all of this. Maybe if I was distracted by somebody else, I wouldn't be taking it in quite in the way that I'm taking it in. Maybe I wouldn't have made new friends on the boat. Maybe that would not have happened, right? Maybe I wouldn't be invited back by somebody I just met as a new friend and have that experience for myself. I mean, we are unlimited. We are unlimited in our perseverance of our authenticity. Our only thing standing in the way is our mind, our human mind, because the ego is set up to stop us from achieving our highest states of consciousness. That's how this game is meant to be played, right? So it's up to us to always see through what is presenting. When we know how the energies are lining up for us to play, we can understand how to counter everything that presents in our reality. This way, we're coming at it, through it, from the highest place within us. Okay? So take some time this week to think about your authenticity. What does that mean? Who are you? What do you want? What's going to make you happy? And let that start to clear the pathway, right? Let that build the yellow brick road. The unknown is always an amazing, fun, mystical, enlightening, uplifting place to go to. Okay? Whether you're buying a new house and you have no idea when that house is going to be built, or you're moving in and then you never even envisioned you enjoying the place that you would be staying at as much as you do, and you're like being on vacation for a year, and all of a sudden the house is done and now you've got to move in, and it's like, I'm leaving my vacation place, but yes, I'm going to my new house, but I'm leaving my vacation place, but yes, I'm going to my new house, but I know how much fun it is here, so I could always come back here again. I'm going to my new house, right? And that's how we have to look at it. We have to look at it from that perspective and keep it in our alignment so that we're always on the ascension up. And we're not spiraling around in that black hole. Okay. So I hope this makes sense. Is that it? I think that might be it. Yep. I hope this makes sense for all of you. I hope this gives you some tools that you can use going forward when it gets a little sticky, might get a little sticky out there. Don't participate in it. Be an observer to it. Liz?
Hello. I just wanted to share with you. My daughter is a Pisces, and she just sent me this picture of the full moon in Florida on the beach.
Oh, there you go.
I just had to share it with everybody because it's a beautiful picture.
Beautiful. Very synchronistic. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you. Does that fit her, the Pisces stuff?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pisces likes to stay in their wounds, you know, but a lot of energies are coming, so it should help her move forward in a better way.
Thank you.
Make choices that are higher aligned for herself, like going to Florida and being under the full moon. See, she's already aligning, because otherwise she wouldn't have sent you that picture. The timing is just perfect there. So
yeah, I said to her earlier, make sure you go see the moon. She goes, I am. It rises at 7:57. She had it all planned because the beach is literally 10 feet from her, where she is.
Good.
She went down there and she says, I don't see it yet. I think I'm walking back. And then all of a sudden, she started taking a whole bunch of pictures. And good. There it is, you know?
Good. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. In case anyone here doesn't get to see the full moon.
I can't find it. I ran outside twice. It's nowhere in sight over here. So all right, at least she got to share it.
At least she shared it. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Alicia?
I had a pretty cool dream. Uh-oh. My computer's that silly. I had a pretty cool dream night before last that I wanted to share with the community. I dreamed that everybody that's on the call every time, we all got together and we planned a trip to go see Joe in Florida. And when we got there,
too bad Joe's not
he,
on.
I sent him a message. I told him to dream already.
Okay.
But when we got there, he took us out on the boat, and it was so beautiful out there. And when we got pretty far out, it was a dolphin out there. And as soon as we got up to the dolphin gave birth. And when she gave birth, it was like both of them looked up at us all in the boat, and they just swam off. And since I had that dream, dolphins have been showing up everywhere. But I thought it was pretty cool, and I wanted to share it.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, dolphins, they're very special, not just because they're connected to, you know, higher intelligence and our galactic ancestry, but also because they serve somewhat as a protection as we're traveling to higher states of consciousness. So,
okay.
That's very cool. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the realest feeling dreams I've had in a while.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Gretchen, did you have something you wanted to add?
I wasn't going to, but I can't. I mean, I can, but I can't believe you just said that, Alicia, because I was lying here thinking, oh, I have one more story to share that I totally forgot about looking at one of my posts. And it was about dolphins. I can't even make it up. And I literally, the first 3 minutes, I got off the ferry in Hvar after traveling from Dublin and got to my Airbnb right on the water. I dropped my stuff and I sat outside, and it was like 7, the sun was going to set. And I literally just looked up, and three dolphins, just one splash, huge like a whale, three jumps right in front of me in the water, three just beautiful jumps of dolphins. And all the people in the street are clapping, and you hear all these people everywhere making noise. And I told my, I can't believe you just said that story, because I literally was like, oh, I don't want to take up more time, but I forgot about the dolphin story. So anyway, synchronicity. But I told my hosts, and they said, they grew up in Croatia there, and they've had this home in their family since the 60s. And they said they've never, ever seen that happen out front. And it was within, right when I got there, literally welcoming me. And what are the odds I even looked up and caught it on film?
See why you couldn't be distracted in your journey? That's why you couldn't be distracted. But, you know, dolphin, so dolphins, to go deeper with this, is dolphins can show us how to navigate the waters of life, especially calling forth what it is that we desire or need most. And, you know, if you think about dolphins, they use their blow spout, right? They use their breath. So breathing through challenging situations will help us navigate the waters of life to get us to those higher states of consciousness. So that's why they show up. They show up to help us understand that they're really with us, to help us navigate. I've had dreams of dolphins too. And I had one contact probably a couple of years ago. I think I had posted it to my Instagram page, where they actually spoke to me. And it was very, very, it was very profound, the message that they brought through at that time. But they are like guides for us, to help us navigate the waters of life and teach us that if we want to navigate with grace and ease, we need breath control and we need sound. So it's what they're saying is breathe and get very present in your awareness to what is, and then they can help you navigate better. You'll navigate better. That's their purpose.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. And they did, it was three sets of three, and I instantly thought of 369. And
oh yes, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Anyway, Alicia, I can't believe you just said that, because I'm like, oh, I don't, I'm talking too much. And then you're like, dolphins. I'm like, come on, you can't make this up. Anyway.
Yeah. But just there's a lot of, yeah. And there's a lot of synchronicity here, because there's a lot of high energy. You know, when you get high level energy people together, you know, we can co-create from one consciousness, right? That's what ends up happening. One consciousness. So Liz with the picture, you with the dolphins, Alicia, you know, the synchronicity with everybody here is because everybody is coming in from that collective high consciousness, you know? So
it's fun.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. It's in its perfection. So as a closing note, stay out of the outer illusion. Let that all crumble. Let it all play out. Don't listen to any of it. Don't let it impact you. If you hear something that, you know, makes you suck your breath in and go like, oh my God, I wasn't aware of that. Don't, if it hadn't come to you before that moment, gone, let it go, right? Has no relevance whatsoever. Just let it go. Choose what it is that you want to give your attention to. Okay. Choose the things that are most important to you that you want to have the experience through. Just because something is doesn't mean that we have to put our attention there. Okay. This time is about accessing our authenticity. And in order to be authentic, we have to say what we like and what we don't like, what resonates and what doesn't resonate, what makes us happy and what doesn't make us happy, what we're aligned with and what we're not aligned with, what we can support and what we can't support, right? We have to be in our truth doing that, all right? So don't forget that. Big energies at play. If you forget, go to the replay. I promise you these website issues will be resolved within the next 2 to 3 days, okay? Because I know that they're being worked on, as we go, trying to work on it at night so that it's not impacting anything that you're doing in the membership area during the day. As a final note, Friday, we have our art class with Loretta Hart, right? Do not forget. Okay. The link will be in the portal for you to access. I believe we're working on the nose. Yes, Loretta, did you want to add anything? It's the same faces, the same. Go ahead, you tell. You
say. Using the same reference photos that we used from last month. So if for some reason the new PDF is not up, you can just access the last month's PDF, and it has all the same images. We're going, last month we did the eyes, this month we're breaking down the nose.
Eventually we're going to draw a face
and do it all over again. Yeah. We're going to keep drawing the same face, but breaking down different parts of it and going more in depth. So then we can, whoever originally drew it, or you, if you draw it now on your own, and then you could see after you done the few exercises and steps, how it, your drawing can change and shift. Yep. So that's what we're working on.
And also Loretta and I have been talking about the possibility of doing every other session during the day on like a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning or something like that. So those of you that, you know, are feeling called, that I know there's, I have someone in Germany, Natalie, who can make the nighttime. And so she has really would like to attend. So I want to make it convenient for those that do want to show up. So we're going to be looking at that. And then also I was asked of the possibility of somehow posting the videos for all of the lessons. Now, my website can only handle audio files. So that's why everything is audio replays and not video replays. Otherwise, I would love to do video replays. But I am thinking about another alternative to this, where potentially I could post and store the video on another platform. Those of you that are interested, if that is something that you would like to have the video replays available to you, and it's something that you're seriously interested in, email me and let me know. Because if more people are interested in that, it's extra work for me to do that and to get these posted. I don't mind doing it, but you know, I want to know that people are actually going to be engaging in it. So if this is something that interests you, let me know and I will find a way to do this so that you have access to the video replays of the art lessons from Loretta. Okay. Because that's been a lot of fun. So email me if that's something that interests you and I'll figure it out somehow. All right. Okay. I think that's it. If you guys want to unmute, we'll all say goodbye. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time to connect and be present. Gretchen, I will be holding space for you for the, you know, resolve of the light codes and also sending you some light to help that resolve in. As I know, your sisters and brothers here will also do that. Whoever's listening to this and wants to send some frequencies out, we'll just have one big love fest and everybody gets some. All right. So have a wonderful rest of your night, day, whatever, wherever you are. If you're listening to the replay, thank you. And we'll see each other again next Thursday, because next Thursday is going to be, let's see, what day? The 7th. So we have our afternoon class next Thursday on the 7th at 1 p.m. Okay, for those of you that can make it. I sent out the schedule, so if you want to save it to your phone so you have the dates, that would be great. And I look forward to seeing you guys then. I love you. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye.